Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Our look back at 2012 in music continues now with Soundcheck contributor and KCRW host Ann Litt. She's got her picks of the year, and she's on the line from KCRW in Los Angeles to share them with us. Happy holidays, Ann.
Happy holidays. Great to talk to you.
So we asked you, as we did all our other contributors and listeners, to fill out our end-of-the-year music survey, 8 questions, and very efficiently, you're going to allow us to handle 2 questions at once.
My pleasure.
Favorite album and most memorable concert of the year, both the same young man.
Absolutely. Hands down, Gary Clark Jr.
Which did you see or hear first, the album or the concert?
I heard the album first. I've been hearing bits and pieces of it for a long time. I saw him live at South by Southwest, but then we hosted at KCRW an intimate live show with Gary Clark Jr. just a couple of months ago, and I swear to you, I felt like I was witnessing history. Up close, you know, there were 200 people in the room. It was amazing. That guy's going to be playing stadiums.
I think he's already. I mean, he was with the Rolling Stones recently.
Exactly.
And pulling from a lot of the same roots, right? The old American blues and stuff?
American blues and things as diverse and to my way of thinking as hip-hop and, you know, artists like John Legend. There's a whole big R&B thing he's got going, as well as drawing from great guitarists like Jimi Hendrix. To watch that guy up close, I was able to stand about 5 feet from him. To watch his hands when he plays the guitar and his face, it was transformative.
The album's called Black and Blue. Here's a track from Gary Clark Jr.
Every day, nothing seems to change. Everywhere I go, I keep seeing the same old thing. And I can't take it no more.
That is Gary Clark Jr., the guitarist and singer with When My Train Pulls In off his album Black and Blue. Ann Litt's favorite album of the year. He also provided her most memorable concert of the year. 2 of the questions on our end-of-year music survey, which had a lot, Ann, of the questions that I'm sure you expected. Favorite song, favorite album, favorite concert. We also asked for your biggest musical surprise. Did this give you any food for thought? I mean,
it
haven't...
did. At the end of the day, my biggest musical surprise was the album from Deadmau5.
Mm-hmm.
Deadmau5 is a serious hardcore electronic artist, and it was something I thought I wouldn't really be into. Seeing him perform live and then hearing the tracks on his song, particularly one song he does with Imogen Heap, who you probably remember from Frou Frou,
right.
English
singer, songwriter. She does a lot of looping and stuff with her voice.
Exactly. But it gave me a whole new perspective on the whole EDM world, and Deadmau5 is one of those people leading the charge.
So the album called Album Title Goes Here, which
is
a really neat, album title. The song with Imogen Heap is called Telemiscommunications.
Hey, babe, how's your day been? No, you first. Oh, what? The delay's quite bad. Yeah, sorry. Where are you? I can't really hear you. A taxi distracted. Anyway, you were saying, wait. Now they're waving me over. Can I call you back? Yeah, everything's fine. Why am I? I don't know why. I probably just need sleep. It's been a busy week. Sorry, I've got to go. Sorry, okay. Bye. This is just so unlike us. Cut back to home.
That's called Telemiscommunications, a collaboration between DEADMAU5 and the English singer Imogen Heap from DEADMAU5's record. Album title goes here. A big surprise to Ann Litt at KCRW and her big musical surprise of 2012. And you can find all of her answers to our end-of-year music survey on our website. And while you're checking out her answers and our answers, leave us yours as well at soundcheck.org. And we've been asking everybody about what, you know, kind of musical trends they've noticed. And, you know, one of the usual questions, what's your favorite song of the year? And again, remarkably efficient, you have the same answer for both of those as well. What did you like about Kate Le Bon?
Well, I think there's a 1960s lo-fi psychedelic sound about what she's doing that reminds me of the Velvet Underground and Nico and classic albums that really shaped me when I was coming along. And here is this Welsh songwriter, and it's not derivative at all. I don't mean that in a derivative kind of way.
Right.
I think she grasps the best of that world, makes it fully her own, and just writes some just kick-ass songs.
So you think this kind of 60s sound, this lo-fi, psychedelic, surfy thing is more than just Kate Le Bon. It's a trend.
I think it's a trend. There are some bands out of Los Angeles. I think that's sort of a natural place for it, a la Laz, Nick Waterhouse, who are doing this, as well as even bands like Tame Impala or Melody's Echo Chamber, who have a little bit of this going on as well. And I love it, and I hear it more and more, and maybe it's just a touchstone for me, but that's been a trend I've been hearing this year.
Well, you mentioned the a la Laz in one of your previous appearances on Soundcheck. Let's check out Kate Le Bon and her song Fold the Cloth. That is Kate Le Bon and Fold the Cloth. Ann Litt's favorite song of 2012 and also part of her musical trend of the year that she's identified, this 1960s psychedelic lo-fi sound. And if you go to our website and search for Kate with a C, C-A-T-E, you'll find her session playing here in our Soundcheck studio. So, Ann, we're talking about a lot of your favorite things, most memorable things, biggest surprise. What about an album that just didn't do it for you for whatever reason?
Oddly, that was a tough one because, gosh, where do you start? But no, I have to say, I think my biggest musical disappointment of the year was the Sleigh Bells record. I have been such a fan of theirs. I love the last album. I saw them at Coachella, and they knocked my socks off. They were practically my favorite thing I saw at Coachella last year. And the new album, Reign of Terror, it was just scary to me. It was a reign of terror.
Were you a victim of your own expectations, or is this just a misstep on their part?
I would say I think it was a misstep on their part, and I'm excited to hear what they're going to do next. I do think they're on to something. Their sound is so unique and so fresh, and that's what captivated me about the record before, and I just felt like Reign of Terror was just a big mess.
Well, here's a little mess from the big mess. This is called Comeback Kid from Sleigh Bells. A little bit of the Sleigh Bells record, Reign of Terror, a song called Comeback Kid. Which is on Anlit's end of the year survey for the wrong reasons, perhaps. Again, you can see all of her answers on our website and fill out the survey yourself at soundcheck.org. And it was a good year for newcomers. And when we asked for your favorite new band or new artist, it looks from your answer that like you were wrestling with various possibilities. Who'd you settle on?
I was. I finally decided on Leanne LaHavis, who's a young singer out of the UK. She's got soul just in spades, and her album blew me away.
She also appeared here in our Soundcheck studio. You can check out her session in our audio archives. We'll hear her song Forget. An artist to remember from 2012. We've been speaking with Anne Litt of KCRW in Los Angeles. Anne, once again, happy holidays and thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Have a wonderful holiday.
You too. This is Soundcheck. Bit of Leanne LaHavis from Anne Litt's list of the best of the year. You can fill out the Soundcheck survey on our website, soundcheck.org. We've all done it, and a number of you have done it already. In fact, Soundcheck executive producer Joel Meyer here. We're hearing from people all over the country, Joel.
That's right. This is one of the great things about the Soundcheck Music Survey is not only hearing from people all over the country, but hearing about artists that maybe aren't quite on our radar. A listener named Karma Buena from Alabama wrote in with this pick for Best New Artist of the Year, the band Icky Blossoms, John.
From
Omaha, Nebraska. They're part of that Saddle Creek Records clique that's out there. They have a new self-titled debut that's produced by Dave Sitek of TV on the Radio. And this song is called Perfect Vision.
A little bit of music from Icky Blossoms, thanks to Karma Buena from Alabama for pointing that out to us. And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, more of our coverage of the year in music. Two of our favorite music critics join us to weigh in with their answers to our 2012 music survey, Anne Majette of The Washington Post and John Perellis of The New York Times. Plus more end-of-the-year picks from the Soundcheck staff and from our listeners. Tomorrow at 9. Remember, take the survey yourself and see what other listeners have picked. It's up online at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck. Keep close.